Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're actually praying through the Sermon on the Mount. We're at chapter 5 of Matthew, verses 14 through 16. Jesus makes this statement to believers. He's talking, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So light does two things. It exposes and it explains. It chases away the darkness, and it shows what is in front of us, what is near us. Darkness and light cannot exist in the same place. When light is present, it illumines the area and explains the way. Jesus said that believers are the light of the world. Like a city built on a hill, you cannot hide your relationship with Jesus. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer explains that you have no choice but to shine. Here's what he says. "It is not you are to be the light. Believers are already the light because Christ has called them. They are a light which is seen by men. They cannot be otherwise. Nor does Jesus say you have the light. The light is not an instrument which he has put into their hands. He says to his followers, you are the light in your whole existence, provided you remain faithful to your calling. And since you are that light, you can no longer remain hidden, even if you want to. It is the property of light to shine. Followers of Jesus must be what they really are. Otherwise, they are not followers of Jesus." Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." So let's ask God to help us shine. Father, help us to shine. Help us to be the light in a way that others see how you are working in us. Help us to illumine the way so you can show others through us how to get to you. May you always receive honor and glory for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, help us to be the light. Help us to shine. In Jesus' name, amen.